for the land bank to order. Approval of minutes. I need to make a correction. We had said that Mark Reichman was absent when in fact he hasn't fully approved to be on the board yet. So we need to correct that. And it also said that we had approved his appointment to the board and it has not been approved yet.
We all thought we did.
Everybody but Mark. So with that correction, is anybody have, oh, I'm sorry.
It's a little slide switch.
Anybody have any other corrections to that? To the minutes? If not, do I have a motion? Oh, you have the motion. Second, please. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion is carried. Minutes are approved. Treasurer's report.
I emailed out the treasurer's report. If anyone has any questions, let me know. We did receive our the remainder of the enterprise grant. I think that's $102,000 roughly. So that was good to get, and we have a healthy balance. So
$593,683. We have lots of money to do some good stuff.
Yeah. My question on the revenue side of the one page is enterprise grant. Was 121,000. We budgeted 100. Was it because it was left over from something else, or we just were guessing with the budget?
I think we were just guessing with the budget.
Okay.
We don't have to approve. Okay. Contract extensions. Should we take these each individually?
Probably.
Okay. We have Jeff Squires, Legal Services.
We're just looking to bring that to the end of this year. In looking over these contracts, none of them really were renewed last year outside of Arbor. So I just want to try and get everything up to date and current. And this one would be to 12/31/21.
Do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. Arbor.
Next one is Arbor, and I believe their contract runs out at the end of June. So we look to renew this for 1 year to June, end of June of 2022.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Sorry. Any questions? I just want to make a comment. I think you guys have done a great job and you're good partners. We enjoy working with you.
Certainly.
Hopefully you enjoy working with us. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Bonadio.
Bonadio again would be to 12/31/21. Just trying to get it in line.
Motion?
Take that one.
Second.
Second.
Take turns. Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Steuben County Law Department, Legal Services. I don't know.
Same thing here with Jen. You know, I do bounce a lot of stuff off her.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Well, we're real happy with Jen and her services, so I guess there shouldn't be any complaints and arguments about that. It's a good price.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, motion carried. Project updates.
The Polney property, we actually just received an email early this morning from Maggie, the realtor, that she's done quite a number of showings and has had a lower amount of interest on this due to the EMI guidelines. That's really, you know, according to her, is kind of handcuffed her. But she spoke about doing a public open house, and she thinks that might, you know, garner some more interest this time of the year. So, you know, whatever she wants to do, we would be in support of. And I think she had one person or couple that was, you know, semi-interested in hoping to really bring that out with this public open house. Do you guys have anything you'd like to say on Pulteney?
I mean, if we could have used this as our unrestricted, but we used Chestnut, so because there has been a lot of interest, a lot of showing. It's just Not at the right AMI.
Is there an option for timing? You know, if we've got it on the market for a certain amount of time, we would do it wait that at some point.
Good try, though. Nothing else we can do, right? I mean, this right now sounds like public open house is the best way to
And Maggie's usually pretty pretty good about letting us know what's going on and how the interest level is. So really, if that's what she wants to do, I would be in favor of it. So
good.
Moving along to the next one, 7162 State Route 54 here in Bath. So we did serve the warrant of eviction roughly 3 weeks ago. Immediately following, Eric Rose and the mobile work crew went out there and completely cleaned it up. They did a fantastic job in a matter of a day and a half. So kudos to Eric and that crew. And then right after that, met with Rocco, Jeannie, Carl, people from the Arbor side to really go through and see the kind of work that's needed. So we anticipate bid documents to probably go out within the next month or so, I would say. On that project, this is a tough time to be sending these out because of the cost of materials are really fluctuating daily. So I'm sure we'll be able to work through that with the contractor that's awarded the bid, but you know, certainly a unique time to be doing a renovation project. We are also going to be ordering an asbestos survey because there was a pipe or two in the basement that was wrapped. So we'll look at getting a survey on that and abating that as well. It's the, you know, I don't know if we're forced to, but it's the right thing to do. So we'll do it. Anybody have anything to add on that one?
Yeah, we're working on the specs now, so we should hope it opens up a bit.
Is it better or worse than what you thought?
I see nothing, you know, as unmanageable. I thought I was actually, it's in rough shape, but a lot of it is very feasible and nothing is going to cause us run away. So I was happy.
Yeah, structurally it's, you know, it's sound. It's certainly, you know, hasn't been cared for in a while, but you know, nothing that can't be fixed.
They did leave the rules of the house posted on the wall. One of the things at the very bottom was no squatters' rights. Because I guess they get it as a party house.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Wow.
So more to come on that one. Next one's 115 Front Street. We did get title to that property probably late last week on that. So sent off an email and working with Ursula at the Village of Addison to waive some village taxes in water and sewer. And also with Tammy next week on the finance committee for county taxes. So we're moving along on that. We should be good within the next month to line up with DPW as well to demo that one.
Sounds good.
Ray, you have anything to add to that?
No, I did get the email from Chris, and I will put that on my agenda for next Monday night to relieve those charges. So we'll be clear and good to go. Did the $500 checks go out yet?
Yeah, they went out last week.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Ray, that's the one next to the Acorn, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what is the thought with that? I mean, there's also a lot of trees on that property. I see it every time I drive by to go to the gun club up there. We're going to tear down buildings. Are you going to basically stripped a lot of everything or just structures at this point?
Well, I'm not sure because there's the main house where the fire was that basically gutted a lot of the inside of the house. And then out behind there's a garage. So I'm not sure if they're going to just tear the house, leave the garage or what the intention is here, but it's, you know, it's a great lot, beautiful location, 10,000 cars a day go right by there, be perfect for a business or it's a great location for residents. So right next to the, used to be Acorn, now it's Quickfill.
So probably it would be our best interest to just focus on the structures and let any business do the rest of the clearing.
Yeah. So our when we send out the RFP, it is to take down any building, main house, and then any other structures on the property. So any outhouses, sheds, tree clearing is not something that we've ever done. It's extremely expensive.
Yeah.
So, but the intention was that the main house and the garage would come down as part of that.
Okay.
Okay. Understood. I think the trees are a big plus. For the lot anyway. So I was just interested to find out if it was going to be the house and the garage. So now I know. Thank you.
Makes sense.
Yep. Next one on the list is 44 Upper Farnham. Still working with Candlelight Properties, Cornerstone. One of the two. We should have this. We should be under in possession of this one within the next couple of weeks. And really, this is similar to Front Street. We'll just work through the phase one aspect of it and try to line everything up so these can be demoed one than another. And but there's no hiccups or anything really to speak of.
Sounds good. Perfect.
You okay with that, Ray?
Yes, I am. I really appreciate it. That'll get those eyesores down, and a lot of complaints will go away and leave my desk.
They'll just complain about something else.
Yeah. I'm awesome. Sure that after 15 years of doing this, there's always something to complain about.
That's right.
All right, next on the list is Habitat for Humanity update. Do you guys happen to know how Lisa is making out with the two Corning properties?
The Corning properties, yeah. I think Danielle's been really working with her on that.
Yeah, so 356 East 3rd Street, she has...
So they can hear you.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Maybe I just need to talk louder. 356 East 3rd Street, she has completed enough of the rehab to request the $40,500. So I have those pay apps. We kind of just talked through the numbers to make sure they make sense. She also provided leverage, which helps us, you know, especially going forward with other funding applications, just to be able to show the other sources that we've used for the project. So that we'll schedule a walkthrough with, you know, either Jeannie Rocco and Carl, just to make sure those items are complete. A lot of it was like HVAC systems, electricity, and roofs is what they requested. So we'll get those paid out. And then 271 Park Ave, she has not yet started, but those items will be complete by June 30th. We did talk to Enterprise to confirm that even if we don't have the full project complete, that it is okay as long as the funds are expended. You know, they understand kind of time constraints and, you know, just kind of how things are right now with construction. Their main concern was making sure we followed through to ensure that the project does get complete. They've seen in the past where the funds are paid out and then kind of the work stops. But we've ensured them, we've worked with Habitat a lot in the past through the Land Bank Corning Housing Partnership, that we have no concerns the project will finish and that we'll get a homeowner in there that's AMI qualified.
271, again, it's not utilizing for our funds. We're using contractor work, so that needs a whole new foundation. Yep. It's about 12, 13,000 foundation and HVAC and roof are probably the main items.
Yes.
For that scope. And I'm actually meeting with Steve McDaniels, the code officer, and Lisa on Friday and her construction folks, just to make sure. I mean, they're very interested in getting these done on time, and Enterprise wants a CFO, you know, by midsummer to close out the Enterprise grant. So we're working towards that.
Good. Great news.
Perfect.
On another side note, too, the three of them are heading to 137 East Washington right after this for their groundbreaking ceremony for the home over there. Did the family move in yet or soon to be moving in?
Today is the dedication.
Okay.
So that came together really quick. I think we gave them 4 years to develop that, but Arbor had a family that wanted to live in Bath, and you know, they went right to Al Homes and built it themselves and got the foundation and the home brought in. It's really, really a nice home. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm sure if anyone wants to stop by, I'd be from 12 to 1 if you want to see the house.
East or
and so the family is in doing the piece today.
Nice.
That's great.
So before, what do we do next? We haven't got a list yet, right? Or we're
of prospective homes?
Mm-hmm. No. Where we're going next?
No.
So if I remember right, we were asking different municipalities to send us ideas, mm-hmm. right?
We really haven't received any, you know, the moratorium on evictions that was kind of touched on earlier in the committee meetings, you know, really puts a damper on how we would acquire some properties. So hopefully, you know, at some point that is lifted and we can move forward with that. So I would imagine that's going to be a big list and, you know, plenty to choose from.
But that's not going to happen for a while. So should
when the expiration is.
Pardon me?
I'm not sure when the
August,
okay. Right? So should we be starting to ask municipalities again for some of their prime areas that they want to focus on? Not that we're promising we're going to do it.
Sure, they really refer to as prime.
Well, prime on their list to get rid of or to rehab.
Subprime, maybe.
Yeah, right. Subprime. Their priority list, I should have said. So, and not to promise anything, but to start getting information.
Yeah, I know I've reached out to a few codes officers within the county. So we'll start gathering a list, certainly.
And we've looked at the MLS as well. And they're willing to, you know, get creative with no auctions or foreclosures. It's been tough. Mm-hmm. We've been able to get some stuff from Waterstone and Open Market and Elmira, but we hadn't seen much since the county that was working. So.
Sure. And you met with the Pulteney town supervisor or superintendent, one of the two, Mark?
Yeah, so that's actually interesting.
Can you turn your microphone on?
Yes.
That's a cool concept that we're, you know, planning to work with the village of Pulteney on a revitalization of the community. They've identified 66 blighted homes that they would like, you know, bring in community partners and the land banks to address and work with them to bring in funding and help revitalize that town. So that meeting has not been scheduled yet, the formal meeting, but on top of that, the town of Cameron had a housing study completed by the company. What was the company in Corning?
Was it the STRC?
Yeah. So they did a housing study and they've identified it as a, you know, very low income census tract and very blighted and have extensive data that would really support grants. And we're meeting with the town supervisor, Danielle and I, and our homeownership director and going to the public meeting in May. So that looks like a guarantee that we're going to really focus on the town of Cameron and there will be opportunities for us to work there if we're interested.
Great.
Town of Pulteney has 66 properties?
According to the assessor, and
it's got
to
be almost the whole town.
Yeah, maybe that's why we're struggling.
Can I, for the record, can I apologize to Arbor Development? I gave Mark Illig, the town supervisor, their contact information. So I have no association with Mr. Illig in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not responsible for anything that he says or does. So.
No, that was great. Thank you.
Great. All right.
Good on my end.
Anybody have anything else before we go into executive session? Ray, you have anything? Okay. We're going to go into executive. I'm sorry?
No, I guess not.
No, I guess not.
Okay. Mayor Buckley, anything you want to add to what we're talking about?
No. Executive session. I actually have another engagement, so I'm only going to be on the meeting for probably another 5 or so minutes.
Okay. All right. So can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Motion.
For proposed acquisition lease?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. We are going into
aye.
We're now out of executive session. So we need a motion to support what we just talked about as far as the agreements with, how do you want to word that?
Award the
RFP to?
Authority to enter into a contract with corrections and two.
So moved.
Second? And since I'm on the board of ProAction, I'll recuse myself. Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? The motion's carried. Both motions are carried.
Thank you.
Anything else? And we're going to do a resolution, or we're going to have Mark's resolution on the
full legislature. Correct. End of the month.
And we'll let Mark know that he is part of the ward again. Anybody have anything else before we go? If not, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.